여러분 안녕하십니까? 지금부터 중학교 3학년 영어 듣기 능력 평가 6회를 시작하겠습니다. 모든 문제는 한 번씩만 들려드리니 잘 듣고 지시에 따라 물음에 답하시기 바랍니다. 이제 시작하겠습니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자가 구입하려는 휴대전화 고리를 고르시오.
Look at those cell phone charms.
They are cute. I want to buy one for my daughter.
She'll be happy to get one. I think the stars look pretty.
Sorry, she already has lots of stars in her room.
Oh, she may be tired of stars.
Right. So I'm going to choose one from the two heart-shaped ones.
How about the one with some jewels? It looks beautiful to me.
Does it? But jewels may fall out easily.
Then you have only one choice.
2번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르시오.
This is great. There's a big TV screen.
And the air conditioner is also very good.
I heard from the owner that this has just opened.
Oh, really? Look at this songbook. It has a lot of the latest songs.
It sure does. Where's the microphone?
Right here. It's so stylish that I took it for a pen or something.
How can I turn it on?
Let's see. It isn't working.
Come on. The brand new microphone is broken?
I'll go to the owner and ask for another one.
3번. 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
1. You cannot park here, ma'am. It's close to the bus stop.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is there a parking lot near here?
2. Did you fasten your seatbelt?
Sure. I always do whenever I drive.
3. What seems to be the problem, ma'am?
I hear a strange noise coming from the engine.
4. Oh, you have a flat tire.
Thank you for letting me know. I'll take it to the garage.
5. Are you okay now?
I still have a slight fever.
4번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 선택할 방과 후 활동으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Have you made up your mind, Paul?
You mean after school activities?
Yeah, I'm thinking of taking yoga. It would be fun.
That's a good choice, Maria. As for me, I like sports.
I know. You're into ball games like soccer, basketball, and baseball.
You're right. Last year I really enjoyed baseball, but now I'm a little tired of it.
What will you do this year then?
Well, I'd like to try indoor sports like table tennis or basketball.
There's no table tennis this year, you know.
Really? There's only one left then.
I'm afraid so.
5번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
It's 7 o'clock. I want to know what happened to Mike.
He's just a little late.
He's never late for dinner.
Maybe he doesn't realize the time because he's with his friends.
When did you see him last?
4:30.
He doesn't answer his phone. This is why I'm so worried.
He usually keeps his phone in the pocket of his jacket. Maybe he's not wearing it now.
6번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Good morning. How may I help you?
I'm looking for a pair of gloves.
Are they for you?
No, they're for my husband.
Okay. How about these black leather ones?
They look good. How much are they?
$40.
Good. I'll take them. You take credit cards, don't you?
Sure, ma'am. But if you pay in cash, you'll get 10% off.
Sorry, I don't have enough cash now. Here's my card.
7번 대화를 듣고 어제 남자가 데비의 집을 떠난 시각을 고르시오.
I didn't hear you get in last night, Andy.
I came home at 11:30, Mom.
Where were you anyway?
Last night I went to Debbie's birthday party.
You mean the pretty girl with blonde hair? Where does she live?
On Allington Street.
I think it's a long way from Allington Street to our house. Did somebody give you a ride?
Charlie did. It took 50 minutes.
8번 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 전화를 건 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Lara. This is Bill.
Hi, Bill. What's up?
You know, I couldn't come to school today.
You're coming tomorrow?
Yes. I'm calling you to check if I have to bring my instrument for music class.
You mean Ms. Baker's class tomorrow?
Yes. As I remember, I have to bring my cello.
You're right. Gee, I almost forgot that. We're going to play our own instruments, so I have to bring my violin.
I guess I helped you. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
9번 대화를 듣고 남자가 이사를 결심한 이유로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
How's it going?
I'm moving to LA next week.
You're moving? Why?
I think living in the country is a little boring. I need excitement in my life.
But what about a job? I know you work for a company.
I quit last week. And yesterday, I went to LA to have a job interview and got the job.
That's great. So there's no problem with moving to the city.
Exactly. Now I'm looking forward to a lot of interesting things to do there.
I wish you good luck.
10번 다음을 듣고 두 사람의 대화가 어색한 것을 고르시오.
1. I don't like the color. Show me another, please.
How about this one? It's much brighter.
2. This meat smells strange. I'm afraid it's gone bad.
It's because of the cold weather. It will be okay soon.
3. How much do I owe you?
It's $30, but there is a $3 delivery charge.
4. I bought this last night, and I'd like a refund.
What seems to be the problem, ma'am?
5. Can I see your newspaper for a moment?
No problem. Here you are.
11번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Can I help you, ma'am?
Fill her up, please.
Do you want me to take a look under the hood?
Yes, please.
You're a little low on engine oil. I'll put in some oil for free.
Thanks.
I'll check the battery for you too.
Thank you. I wonder if you can do me a favour.
Sure. What is it?
Well, I hate to say this, but I'm lost. Do you happen to know where the City Hall is?
Oh, it's just up this road a bit. First drive to the first intersection. Then you can see it on your left.
Thanks.
12번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화 직후에 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What's the matter, Jessica? You don't look too well.
I have a very bad stomachache and a high fever all afternoon.
Did you take any medicine?
Yes, I did, but it didn't do any good. I feel worse.
Sorry to hear that. What did you eat for lunch?
I just had a hamburger and French fries.
How was the hamburger cooked?
Rare. I always like to eat my hamburgers rare.
Oh, Jessica, I guess you're suffering from food poisoning after eating that. Do you think you can go to the clinic?
I can't go by myself because I've been vomiting all afternoon. Please help me.
Okay, I will.
(13번) 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 남자가 선택하게 될 좌석의 구역을 고르시오.
Let's buy tickets online.
Sure. I see upper rows are much cheaper than lower rows.
Right. I have only $30 for a ticket, but I really want to sit in the lower row.
Then you have only one choice.
Well, I don't want to burn my skin in the north stand. The sun is still hot in the afternoon.
You're right. How about the middle row? All the tickets are under $30.
That's not a bad idea. If I give up the lower row, I can enjoy the game in the south stand.
And you won't have to worry about sunburn.
14번 대화를 듣고 무엇에 관한 내용인지 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
This river gives off a terrible smell.
Yes, it does. Look at those dead fish. What do you think happened to them?
Well, I think some factories pumped chemicals into the water last night.
How can they do that? Isn't that against the law?
It sure is. But a lot of factories ignore the law.
That's terrible. Then what can we do about it?
Well, one thing we can do is talk to the company.
What if that doesn't work?
Let's get a TV station to run a story on it.
15번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 휴가 계획으로 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
What will the weather be like during our holidays?
It's going to be fine for the first week.
Great. There will be no problem at the beach.
Are we going to swim in the sea all day long?
Of course not. I'm planning to take a walk in the nearby forest.
Wow, that's wonderful. I like to breathe in the fresh air of the forest, too.
And the next day, we'll go to a history museum.
That's good. I like history.
And after that, we'll enjoy dinner in a hotel near the museum.
16번 다음을 듣고 무엇에 관한 설명인지 고르시오.
If you are a student, you are supposed to take this several times a semester or a year. Nobody is allowed to talk to others or make any noise during this. You will usually get a couple of sheets of paper and see a number of questions printed on them. To get a good grade, you do your best to solve as many problems as possible. Though nobody likes to take this, people think this is a necessary thing to see how hard you studied.
17번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 수잔이 남자에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
People are having a party in Susan's house. At the start of the party, they eat cake, fruit, and other foods. Then they enjoy chatting for over 2 hours. Her father orders some Chinese food because they are hungry again. A while later, the doorbell rings. When Susan opens the door, she sees a man with three pizzas. She asks him which address he has for the delivery and finds out her next-door neighbors ordered them. In this situation, what would Susan say to him?
18번 대화를 듣고 남자로부터 배울 수 있는 교훈으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
You just won the national swimming competition. Did you always want to be a swimmer?
No. When I was in elementary school, I wanted to be a tennis player.
Then what made you change your mind?
I hurt my back while practicing tennis one day and couldn't play anymore.
So then you started swimming. I heard you worked very hard.
I tried not to miss a single practice unless I was very sick.
I see. Your hard work has finally paid off. Congratulations on your win today.
Thank you very much.
19번과 20번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오. 19번
That's the latest MP3 player I really want. When did you buy it?
Yesterday, at the Sunrise department store.
Are you kidding? You and I met there and we shopped together.
Right, but you left the store earlier.
Yeah, I had to leave earlier because I had an appointment with the dentist.
Right after you left, I went upstairs to see if anything was on sale.
You mean this was on sale?
It sure was. Just for one day, it was 30% off.
20번
Kathy, have you heard about the new Italian restaurant near here?
You mean the Colosseum?
Right. I heard it serves great Italian food.
Really? I like Italian food.
Why don't we go there someday next week?
Great idea, Mark. When are you free?
Maybe Tuesday or Wednesday? How about you?
I have an important meeting on Tuesday, so Wednesday will be fine.
Good. I'll treat you this time.
수고하셨습니다. 이상으로 중학교 3학년 영어 듣기 능력 평가 6회를 모두 마칩니다.